Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 with the Inside Outside Guys. You have us for the next 2 hours. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You sounded almost as good as Lorna Stevens. She was upbeat and passionate, and I mean, really, you should get the sleep out of your eyes before you go on air.
What are you talking about? I'm wide awake. I got plenty of sleep last night. I tell you what. At 5:01 on Thursday, I was in a food coma, and I've been in it ever since. I got out of it this morning. I somehow shook myself out of it.
But, so, are you one of the guys that likes the traditional meal?
That's funny you say that. I mean, what tradition are we talking about? Because, you know, I'm a multicultural family over here.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Well, I mean, my wife is half Filipino. Her mom was from the Philippines, and I'm pretty sure there were no Filipinos on the Mayflower or any of those. So we actually had our traditional cooked my turkey in the Traeger and turned out phenomenal. But then my wife made a couple of traditional Filipino meals. Ponset is one of them, and another one called adobo, which my kids love. And we had rice. I mean, we have rice over here all the time. And we had a great day. All the kids, my grandson is almost 1 year old, just full of energy. Actually crawled up and down the stairs 5 times.
I love it.
With one of us right behind him, but he's growing up.
I love it. I remember doing
great
that.
Day.
Following the kids up the stairs. That's so funny you say that. Yeah, I did the same thing. I haven't been big on food for the last year, but boy, I'll tell you what, I filled a plate twice full of gravy and whatever was under it.
Oh, good stuff. Same. I don't eat that much, but I tell you what, by the end of the day, both my sons, my son-in-law, and myself and my wife were on the floor, you know, head-to-head resting. Everyone else was just passed out.
And then coma.
You got it. And then they all left, and for some reason, the apple pie didn't get made, and my son's leaving. He said, Dad, the apple pie is still in the oven, so I waited about a half an hour and had the old apple pie a la mode.
You got to snack. You have to snack. I have a rule. I generally don't eat nothing past 7 p.m. Just won't do it.
I wish I could do that.
But I do. I ate a bunch after 7 p.m. Thursday. I'm telling you, the good Lord is probably angry with me because I overdid it. But hey.
Oh, I'm sure out of all the sins you've done in your life, that's what he's angry with you for. Gluttony.
Good point. Good point. Hey, we have a really interesting show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. You know, Chuck, everyone, you and I have so much to be grateful for. So much to be grateful for. And we could start a list right now, and we could probably take the whole show just naming things that we have to be, you know, the normal stuff, you know, health, good kids, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. But
halfway decent partner on the radio show.
There you go. Yeah. On any lucid, you know, depending on how lucid he is that day. What are you not grateful for? What are some of the things that you are not grateful for? No one ever talks about those things, and I've got a little list of things that I'm just not grateful for.
I'm curious to hear your list.
Well, I'll tell you what, the first one, which is a pretty minor one, but a penny. A penny. Why do we still have pennies in this country? Even Canada was smart enough to get rid of the penny. All they do is litter. They're not even real copper anymore. All they do is fill your change drawer full of stuff you don't even want to use. Why in this country do we still have the penny, Chuck?
So let me get this straight. Your objective is to be like half these other people. Sorry, almost used the wrong word.
Countries.
Out there. And you want to mimic Canada? You want to be like Eastern Europe? Come on. We lead people. We don't follow.
Hey, how about we round up to the closest nickel and we donate the difference?
If I had your money, I'd do that.
Yeah, right.
You know what's funny about
that? The penny's dumb. We got to get rid of the penny.
You know what occurred to me?
What?
Plastic. I would like to be done with electronics on vehicles and tools, safety devices, and plastics. I'd like to buy more stuff in glass. There.
You know, the two greatest inventions, I think, in our lifetime, not a lifetime, in the industrial age is concrete and plastic, although concrete's been around a long time. Those are two of the biggest polluters in our industry out there. And you know, they're doing some things for concrete now. They're making some new kind of concretes and some new materials that are actually have, get this, plastics in them.
Oh, yeah.
But
the concrete's been around for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, but not to the scale that it has been since the Industrial Revolution, because they say that concrete is the one industry that does the most polluting out there. Mining it, making it, all that stuff.
I say it's the battery industry.
I'm not going to argue with you. So you're not grateful for the new battery industry, is that it, Chuck?
You can take electronics. You could take electricity and put it somewhere else other than where it is. How's that? I'm so sick. Everybody I talk to, I hang around with a bunch of guys like yourself that, you know, have relatively new vehicles, and all you ever hear after people go out and spend $80,000 for a new vehicle is complaints about stuff that's on those vehicles that they don't want, they don't need, they can't figure out. And these are intelligent people. I'm not talking about myself here. It's just ridiculous. It's insane.
I have to say thank you to a friend, Alan, last week. Remember I mentioned my son's chip in his truck? So he bought a truck.
I've retold that story about 12 times this week.
He bought a truck just under a year ago, and even though the new vehicles have chips in them, the son with chips in them, he did not have that chip, and they still have not gotten him that chip. And Alan...
What did he buy?
Okay, a GM. A GM product.
Really?
The diesel.
Yeah, you betcha.
And Alan, Alan Maxey's a listener show, and he reached out and said, if it's a Ford, I can probably help out with that. I just want to say thank you. I wish it was, but it wasn't. So, hey, we have a great team partner over on the far west side of the southeastern Michigan area off of US 23, and they cover all of southeast Michigan. And they, you know, Chuck, they're one of those companies that do a few things, and they do them right, right? They do bathrooms, they do kitchens, they do gutters. Some aging in place stuff.
Gutter protection.
Who am I talking about, Chuck?
It's got to be Atlas Home Improvement. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open. We've got some special guests that are big surprise calling in at 10:30. That'll be a lot of fun. But you can call right now at 888-654-4897.
Hey, I did. I don't want to be all doom and gloom and say everything that I'm not grateful for today. I did find
something. Why change your stripes?
I did find something this week that I am grateful for, though.
Good.
Heat tape.
It could have been me or heat tape, and you chose heat tape?
I chose heat tape, yes. We went down to the cottage in Ohio this week, do a little bit of hunting, and their water lines are frozen, and the ground down there... good luck trying to dig into that ground. So our cottage is actually elevated about 2 feet off the ground, and I did not build it, but the water pipes run underneath the house, fully exposed PVC. And before we leave, we always turn off the hot water heater, drain everything, open up the valves. But somehow some water must have stayed in there, so I had to go get some heat tape. And boy, that stuff works good. Once I put it on, it just opened that right up, and voila, we had hot water in the cottage. So
let's remind
I'm grateful for heat tape.
If you get frozen pipes, use something like a blow dryer or heat tape to thaw them out, or just warm air moving past them with a fan. Don't use a torch or anything like that.
Yeah, especially on a wood cottage. You know what's funny about
or plastic pipe.
Yeah, exactly. What's funny about that, Chuck, though, because the cottage is at the top of a hill. So my partner, Steve Makos, brought a heat gun, not just a heat dryer, but a heat gun down.
Wow.
And the problem was, that run is so long down there, you can't. I mean, you hold that over there and you move it along. The other side's already frozen because that wind's just blowing so hard up that mount, up that hill, and just right over us.
Oh, okay.
So, it was made, let's go get some heat tape, which I did. Took us about, half an hour to install, plugged it in, and we were good to go, and it's there forever now, so it's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
so.
But now you're burning 20 amps, 24/7.
Five. Each one ran off 5 amps, so 10. And not 24/7. They're unplugged until we need them.
They don't have sensors on them? You didn't pay for the good stuff?
No. Don't need sensors. Just plug them in when we get there. That's all. Hey, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your phone calls.
Small Business Saturday.
Oh, yes.
You and I love small businesses.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Let's all celebrate. If you're going to buy something today, even though I've actually got a couple products I was going to mention that are really great products that you probably have to look on Amazon for. But having said that, I love small business. I love brick and mortar.
Driving down the highway yesterday past Great Lakes Crossing, it looks to me like the brick and mortar stores were doing really, really well. Hey, I got to remember something before we take Bob's number here. I want to congratulate the Goodrich Martians, who actually lost last night in the finals at Ford Field.
Yep.
But my boy, my son played for the Goodrich Martian. My other son wrestled for Goodrich Martian. And the football team made it to the finals this year, and they lost last night. But, boy, they really got the community of Goodrich going. And Coach Allward, who's been there forever, finally got a chance to get to the Silver Dome. And great coach, great program. Congratulations.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It is.
Win or lose. What class are they?
Four. They're four. And they lost to a Catholic school from Grand Rapids. And first
South
time.
Christian?
I believe it was, yeah.
That's right.
The Sailors? Is that right? Yeah. The Sailors? Yeah. I believe my son played in 06, and they were almost there. They had a great team. And this year I supported, the kids come around selling those ThemeStock coupon. I bought one this year, so I supported the team. But real quick, just congratulations to Goodrich Martians, and good job, guys. We're proud of you over here. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Actually, all the teams that made it.
Absolutely.
So that's so
cool. It is so cool. And tell you what, you and I really believe that as young people, it is just important to learn how to lose than it is to win.
Might be more important.
I agree.
Frankly.
Losing gracefully makes you a better person in the long run. 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Bob in Frasier. Good morning, Bob. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Are you there, Bob?
Good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it's a good question whether he's there or not, right?
Right.
Hello?
What about Bob? Bob wants to know what to do with the hot water tank when he leaves the house for a month. A lot of snowbirds are leaving real soon, Chuck, so what do we suggest?
Read the article we printed last week, or the week before last, was it?
In the home style section
of the Detroit News on Friday, because it talked about all those issues. But quite frankly, the guys tell people all the time, you can drain them and completely disable them. You can disable them and leave the water in them, or you can just not touch them and leave the heat on in the house, which we really believe in.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know what? We believe in that. I believe in that, Chuck, because when you're at home like right now, nothing ever happens. And you said this years ago when it came to your vehicles, your motorcycle. Once you start doing that 100,000-mile maintenance or taking this or whatever, you make it worse. Bob's back. Bob, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Okay.
Nobody.
Difficulty.
Nobody.
I'm sure the guys will work out.
I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Draining a water heater, excuse me. If it's an old water heater, you will definitely do more damage by temporarily draining it than you can just by leaving it there.
Well, the thing is, you've got solids guaranteed on the bottom of that tank, in some cases, maybe even on the side of it. And if any of that particulate, it's kind of like pieces of crud from cholesterol in your arteries,
Yeah.
If it gets to a valve, it can screw up the valve. So now you got a little drip out of your drain valve. If you've never been one to drain them, we say don't drain them. You have said in the past, and I agree with you, turn the thermostat on the water heater down if you're going to leave the house for a while.
Vacation mode.
Yeah, anything you're going to do prior to leaving, get a written, documented record of, so when you come back home, you'll remember what you did and how to undo it. Because we hear that all the time from people. It's like, oh, my God, I came back after 6 months and we didn't have any hot water. I'm going to buy a new water heater. You go, no. Remember, you turned it down before you left 6 months ago.
Do you know what I do all the time? The other day I had to unload a skidster. I took a skidster and I had to unload it. You know
what the heck is a skidster, Ken?
Commonly known as a bobcat, okay? So, you know how they have those binding chains that wrap around it and you got to make sure? I took a picture of them before I undid them to make sure I put them back right.
So you've learned a lot hanging around me.
Yeah, it's all the new technology that we have with phones that I can do that. But you know what? Before you take something apart, take a quick picture, take a quick video, and you have it right there in front of you. That's really good advice. Hey, by any chance Bob does come on the line, just tell him to interrupt us when he comes on. We'll talk to him if he's out there. So
I'm sure he's a nice guy if he's listening to the show.
And we'll take your phone calls at 888-654-GUY. You know, I told you my youngest son just moved into a new house, and his girl wanted the house painted. And I know my son, she wanted a certain room painted, and I said, son, get the paint on Friday, because I'll be over there Friday afternoon to help you paint. If I didn't do that, probably still wouldn't be painted. So I spent the day with my son and my other daughter were there painting his living room. And I got to tell you, Chuck, it didn't take me long to realize why I hate painting. It really didn't. That using that brush, I mean, my hand hurt in about 5 minutes. My hand was killing me. And he didn't have enough light in that room. And I told him, Brendan, when I come back, because he only bought 1 gallon, and that didn't go very far. Definitely my son. But when you paint, what I made was very clear to him is you have to have proper lighting when you paint. If that
critical
room is not lit properly, one day when it is, you're going to go, oh, no. Because, come on, if you're going to paint, if you're going to take the time, if you're going to buy the paint, make sure you do it right.
Especially in your living room. I mean, you're going to sit in that room for the next 10 years looking at what you did. You know,
right.
I agree with you 100%. Were you doing the cutting in? You had the brush?
I was. I was doing all the cutting. I made sure that he taped everything before I got there, and he did. So I did all the cutting in while he did the did the roller, which I had to. I don't even know if he's ever done something like that before.
It's funny. No job is better or worse than what we call line of sight. And if you use tape and string a straight line and then paint to the straight line, your eye or your neighbor's eyes or your friends that come over's eyes are probably not going to see anything negative because all your eye picks up is a straight line.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Hey, we'll be taking your phone calls when we get back from break. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Now, if it was my living room that needed to be painted, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to call one of our great team partners, MacFarlane Painting, Chuck. We have heard so many of our listeners talk about the wonderful job they do.
Yeah.
And what we love about them, Chuck, is their handyman division.
Well, they know how to properly prep any surface, whether it's your exterior siding or your interior plaster and drywall, and that's the key to a good finish. MacFarlane Painting. Okay, buddy, we really appreciate you spending this time with us and the trust that you show us. We also appreciate Dave and Brian back at the studio for helping us out so much. Hey, Ken.
Oh, hold on. I have to say you're absolutely right what you said at the beginning of the show. Lorna Stevens is she's on fire today, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
You know what?
She's very positive.
She's probably sipping on Monsters.
No, she's probably a U of M fan looking forward to a great game today. That's probably it.
You know, I like that as well. But you mentioned paint.
Reader's
Digest does annual surveys, right?
Yep.
The most trusted paint brand in the country, according to Reader's Digest this year, is
Sherwin-Williams.
Bear.
I had two choices. I picked the wrong one. Sorry.
And Bear's color of the year, for everyone listening, is blank canvas, which is a hopeful and welcoming warm white, kind of like my skin.
You beat me to it.
I knew you were going to pull
it. You beat me to it, like your face right now.
I thought he's going to insult me on radio of all of our friendly.
Any friends. Chance I get, pal. Any chance I get. Hey, let's go to the phones, and I'm almost positive we're going to make it this time. What about Bob? Are you there, Bob?
I am here.
All right, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Chuck. Happy Thanksgiving, and
Blue! Go Blue, yes,
go
sir.
Blue.
How can we help you today, Bob?
All right, my question is this. Throughout the summer, we do a lot of traveling and camping, so we're gone, 16, 18 days at a time. And at that point, I dread coming home to a flooded house or basement. So I turn the water off. So I'll be down in Florida again for a month, and I'll turn the water off because I don't want to come back to find a flood. What would you do with the hot water tank?
If I turn the water off to the house, which Ken and I both recommend very highly, turn the main off, I just turn the water heater down or completely off, turn the gas valve off, turn the gas line off, document that you did it, and walk away.
Would you just leave the pilot on?
Well, the thing is, if you disable everything, the pilot's how old a unit? Because a lot of those are literally like a thermocouple. They'll turn on based on demand from the unit, but if there is no demand, then they won't even turn on. Is it a full-time pilot? Or electronic?
Yes. No, it's you have to light it with a lighter.
Okay, so if you turn the gas valve off, your pilot's going to go out, and you're going to have to relight it when you come home.
And during the summertime, that's great advice.
Just leave the water in the tank?
Oh, yeah. I would.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what I would probably do when I get back, though, is that stagnant water that's going to be sitting there for a month or so, so I would run it out of the tank first. I'd, you know, just open up my bathtub on high and get that out of there before I took a shower or a bath in it or used it for cooking.
Yeah, I drain my hot water tank about every 6 months or, you know, flush it out real good.
Oh, there you go. If you're one of those people, then you could drain it.
Good point, Chuck. That really is true.
I really flush it out. The reason I do that, I mean, I just always done that. But, you know, I put a hot water tank in for my sister, and the hot water tank was only 7 years old, and it started overheating, and it went out, and I could not drain the hot water tank. There was so much sediment in the bottom of the tank. We had to tip it over and drain it out to the tops.
That's why we tell people, if you've never drained it, don't do it today.
But if you do like you do, because Chuck and I don't drain ours like you do, but if you do it like you do, you're okay to turn it off because you shouldn't have that sediment down there. So,
right, just to get rid of the nasty water in the tank.
Sure,
yes, sir.
When you come back, yeah. All right. Yep. Well, that's I guess that's what I've been doing. What I have been doing is I have an igniter for the pilot, but I have a setting that I can turn on for pilot.
Right.
And I think it shuts everything else off.
Yeah, then you don't have to touch the gas valve.
Right, right.
Correct.
I mean, I don't want to shut it completely down because then you might, you know, create a new problem with the thermocouple or something.
That's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bob, we got to get to our next guest, but just remember the average lifespan, according to Family Handyman, for a water heater is 15 years. Okay, on the line with us right now is a good friend. Had a great time with Rob and Max last year down in Orlando. Rob Lowry from Motor City Floors and Coatings is on with us now. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. How's the wife and family?
Oh, they're great. A little cold, but not bad.
Hey, Rob, we just had an email this morning from a listener we referred Motor City Floors and Coatings to. She said her... I was like, a 30-year-old garage and laundry floor keep pitting, and she wanted to put an epoxy on it to beautify them and stop the process. And we said, talk to the folks at Motor City Floors and Coatings. What would you tell her if she called you today?
Well, first we would just try to get as much information as we can from her, as well as kind of explain ourselves. Ask her that she does a little bit of homework and due diligence, understanding not only us, but product differences. We get out to her house, you know, within a week. We would give her a free estimate and an opportunity for her to move forward with us in the process. As long as the substrate's solid, all that pitting and cracking, stains and nastiness, we could take care of.
And you'd give her a 15-year warranty to boot.
Correct. Yeah, 15-year warranty. That's exactly right. As well as if she called today, we're doing a 15% discount for the holiday time. So,
wow, that's huge. So, Rob, so many people still don't know the difference between what you guys at Motor City Floors and Coatings do and the typical epoxy product.
Yeah.
Can you give us a 101 on that?
Well, it's going across the board now. So we use a polyurea polyaspartic system that's essentially our own brand, our own. We developed it ourselves. So the standard epoxies are just problematic. They chip up, peel, delaminate, discolor. They take a long time to install, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 days if done properly. the winter time limits you. Once you get below 50 degrees, you can't install it. And, you know, it just doesn't have the lifespan of what the polyureas and polyaspartics do. So with our type of product, you get the same idea, a nice, beautiful finished piece of concrete, but it's done, you know, 99% of the time in one day. And we give a 15-year warranty kind of covering all those problems you see with epoxies, the chipping, peeling, delamination, and discoloration.
Rob, we're going in the winter. Do people need to be concerned? I mean, it's traditionally an area where people are not going to do stuff with concrete. Just don't do a lot of construction in the winter. Would you let people know why Motor City Floors and Coatings? It's one of their favorite times of year.
Yeah, I mean, winter is great, right? Because we're able to help people get things caught up. As you guys know, when you're building a home, it's not always done in July. Sometimes you're wrapping up your project in January or February, and we're one of those things you want done, you know, before you move in. So our product will actually cure up to negative 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So we keep it going all year round and keep our guys busy.
So what about the fact, I'm sorry, Ken.
It's okay, go ahead.
That you guys, Rob, grind floors. I remember talking to a kind of a man in the street at one time, and he said, yeah, they don't grind the floors. That's how they do it in a day. And we said, yeah, it's critical that they grind the floors. You want to talk to that a little bit?
I mean, preparations, you know, as cliche as it sounds, is everything, right? So
yeah,
kind of when we go out, and what's important with an at-home visit before we, you know, move forward with the project is our salesmen and women are out there assessing the floor. Taking as much notes down, not just like the damage and square footage, but the hardness of concrete, the moisture levels, et cetera. So when our teams go out there, they use the proper tooling and they're working as efficiently as possible. So we have the top line equipment that allows us to do that. And also, you know, with the sales team out there making proper assessments, makes us very, very efficient. Now there's times where a project might take 2 or 3 days because it's so large and so damaged, but we're pretty clear about that.
Rob, do you mind holding on just for a minute? We want to go over this, I guess it's not Black Friday, but the holiday deal that you have going up. Again, talk a little more about that when we get back with Rob Lowry from Motor City Floors and Coatings.
And if you can hear us throughout the great state of Michigan and even in the northern borders of the adjoining states, and you have crawl space or basement water issues, you've got one solution, and it's Foundation Systems of Michigan. Welcome back, everybody. It's Chuck and Ken and Rob Lowry. Now, Rob, normally Ken and I just kind of shut up, and you and your partner Max do all the talking about your great product at Motor City Floors and Coatings. Where's Max?
Max is not cold at the moment. He's leading our efforts down in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So we service basically the whole Gulf side of the state. In northern Orlando at this point in time.
That's just not right. You couldn't talk your wife and kids moving down to Florida there, Rob?
We drew straws, so
You lost.
Yeah, I've been the short straw guy all my life. I get it.
Yeah, that happens. I love Michigan. It's my home. I do enjoy Florida. It works out good for us.
Good. That's good to hear. And it's good to hear you guys are just kicking it down in Florida, aren't you?
Yeah. It's this year was really cool, you know, learning, you know, a lot about a different state and region and the market. Even the concrete's different down there. The sand's different. I mean, just it's just a lot of, it was really kind of cool. And it translates well with us because, I mean, the snowbirds are very popular. So, you know, we're meeting not too many original Floridians, let's put it that way.
So have you learned anything about your product back and how it's going to work back here in Michigan for our listeners based on your experiences in Florida?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just part of our natural routine, right, is we always want to make sure that we're providing the best product possible. There's a lot of, you know, people that use the same terminology as us. But at the end of the day, we do our own research and development and product manufacturing.
Right.
So that's kind of the key difference. So, yes, we want to make sure adhesions, you know, to a T, UV resistance, especially with Florida. Everyone wants their lanais and patios and driveways done down there. So we've done nothing but just gain more confidence in our products and our ability, to be honest.
Well, you're really testing it in multiple different weather markets. I mean, you get it up here and you put it on an outside pool deck. And I don't think people really know how long 15 years are. You know, 15, that's a long time for it to be beaten up by the summer or heck, year-round in Florida. And then the change of weather here in Michigan where you can – I mean, think about in the last 2 weeks in Michigan. We had 70 degrees, right? And then we had 20 degrees. And your product needs to withstand that on a regular basis. So for you guys to be able to put a 15-year warranty behind it, you are definitely confident in that product.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And one thing about our warranty, too, with us manufacturing the product, is the warranty is through us. If you have an issue, we're not going to give you a manufacturer's 1-800 number, say, hey, we got to call our franchise or our dealer, whatever. You know, Motor City is its own thing, and the products are our own thing as well. So when you have an issue, you call in, you deal with our service department, our guys, everything, and our response time is quick.
Excellent. So a lot of people in the past week had family and friends over, went down the basement, maybe had dinner on a ping pong table. Could you guys do that basement floor for people and make that just as snotty as you make some of those garage floors?
Oh, yeah. I mean, basements, garages, patios, anything concrete we can do. And, you know, all the time, you know, I hear, oh, we don't want to spend that kind of money in our garage or our basement. And it's just like you're there's so much square footage there that you're not utilizing. And just doing the floor alone really gives you a beautiful space to do it at.
Yeah, it does.
And think about anything else you can put down and just not worry. I mean, you give a 15-year warranty, but once it's down, it's going to outlive you, and you're a lot younger than us, Rob. And people just don't have to worry about it. So it's a great value. It's not like you're going to get wear marks in this thing. It's not tile that's going to pop up. It's not carpet that's going to get stains on it.
Moisture, mildew.
Yeah, something spills on it. You get a paper towel, wipe it up, and 100% of it's up. So, Rob, you said again, going into the wintertime and the holiday season, can you reiterate that special you have for our listeners, please?
Yeah, so any quote, I believe it was from this past Monday forward, there will be a 15% discount that can be put towards, you know, whatever you're getting quoted. Deals might vary over the holidays, but we just kind of want to give back to the people that have been thinking about it or waiting for it. And in the wintertime, we're always trying to entice and make everyone, you know, happy with us and have a good holiday.
God bless you. That is a huge discount. Also, what about somebody looking forward to May, June, and July projects, Rob? Should they call you and get on the schedule and the plans today?
Yeah, I mean, those months are already looking pretty solid because people don't want to deal with it. So they'll call us basically from October till March and try to retain our services for the spring months. So if you call us at this time, one, you can get that discount. Two, you can get scheduled for a spring, early summer date that you like. As to where if you try to do this in March, I'm pretty positive the discounts will be no longer there.
I would hope.
Yeah, and the backlog will be anywhere from 8 to 16 weeks out.
Wow. Okay, Rob, so for anybody listening, they know they can always go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, click on Find a Contractor, and then get a hold of Motor City Floors and Coatings. But how can they get a hold of you directly?
So go right to our website. There's a form to fill out there at MotorCityFloorsAndCoatings.com. You can go to any one of our social pages, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, even TikTok. You can reach out over there. Or you can just call us directly at 248-613-5888.
You guys also post a lot of beautiful photographs before and after. We suggest people find you on Facebook and look at those pictures. Those are telling, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And like we tell everyone, you know, do your research on us. Understand that we are different and feel confident with us even before we walk in the door because it's important for the relationship.
Well, you're so different. You're willing to put a 15-year warranty behind it. And I don't know any epoxy people that are willing to do that. Rob Lowry, owner of Motor City Floors and Coatings, powered by Mr. Coatings. Can't forget that. Thank you so much for coming in today.
God bless you, Rob.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, you have a great holiday season, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You guys as well. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
See you, buddy.
You know, hopefully people listening catch they're just good people. They're ethical, they're honest, they care, they're constantly researching the product to make sure it's the best thing that they can sell to a customer or client. And I that means everything to you and I.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We get back from break. We got a whole hour. We're going to be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Okay, Chuck, I'm going to say what I said earlier. I got something that I'm not grateful for. Okay.
Okay. Everybody, it is called Scrooge hats on.
It is called designed obsolescence, and we've mentioned it here today. We didn't even know it when we talked about the hot water heater. It drives me crazy, Chuck. Charging cords, regular Apple charging cords. How many of those do you go through a year? I mean, I'm always plugging mine in and out, and that little thing at the end that goes into the phone is always breaking off. They can make one that doesn't happen. I would pay $100 for one of those if I knew I could keep it all year long and it would never break. But I'm always going. And you know, in the country of France, designed obsolescence is illegal. Companies get in trouble if they do it. But I know they do it constantly here in the States where they make equipment that they know is going to fail for they can sell more in the future. Okay, that's
you
why.
You use cords.
No, I don't. I use cords.
You bind them. Cords. You turn them into 90-degree angles. I have never broken one of those.
Oh, give me a break.
True
give
story.
Me a break. No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You're lying to me. I think you're lying to me. Right here. This little thing right here I'm showing you right now. This little spot in these Apple phones.
Yeah, you gently insert
phones.
That.
Listen, I don't gently. Oh, you're going to get me there.
He can't. He wants to hit me, and he knows he can't while we're during the show anyway. He'd have to.
Yeah, you're
me
right.
Up.
You're right. You're right. I mean, Bob mentioned a little while ago his hot water heater. We said an average hot water heater is 15 years. There are so many people out there that have 30 or 40 year water heaters. See, keep saying hot water heater.
Yeah, I take care of my stuff at last. You abuse it and it disappears, and you blame the manufacturer.
How do you? How? You're so wrong. You're so wrong there. Drives me crazy. Every couple of years I hear you start complaining about your phone, even though you have no idea how to truly use your phone.
Well, that's why I complain.
It's way too smart.
It's smarter than I am.
So designed obsolescence is another thing that I am not grateful for, Chuck.
Hey, you know somebody I'm very grateful for? Is a team partner that will service your HVAC system, provide clean air if you want it, and just take care of you like you're a VIP.
Even if you have an emergency, they had taken care of some of our listeners who had an emergency. They've been right out. We've had great feedback from our listeners. Any listener that had a furnace problem, they called CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. They were happy. Keep taking care. We know they'll keep taking care of our customers. CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We'll take any and all of your housing needs. Chuck, I know you get this because I get it, and you're much older than me. The older you get, do you notice yourself becoming dehydrated sooner? I mean, can you tell when you need water?
It's funny you say that. I actually can. I'm a liquid-consuming fool, and I actually had a nurse call to my attention that I needed more fluids about 10 days ago. I know it, and I really do. I don't drink much alcohol at all, but I was kind of surprised.
What's much, you know?
She said to me, and it's funny, you'll appreciate this. She said, "Mr. Bridenstine, don't wait till you're thirsty to drink," which I always do.
Right.
And then Beauchamp's told us the same thing this week, right?
Yeah, they said by the time you notice that you're thirsty, your body's already lost 1% of its total water. And I got to tell you, I get that. The older I get it. Make sure you drink before you need it, like you say, to stay totally hydrated. When you love and trust your water, call Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions for free in-home water test. Free to get your water tested by Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
And I'd be the first one to tell you, when you taste good water, you'll drink a lot of it. It's amazing how different good water is compared to just kind of water.
The best water I've ever tasted comes out of the side of a mountain. Just randomly. No, I'm serious.
Well,
I
you
love
can mimic
those
that it with a Beauchamp water treatment.
You're right. Those artesian wells. I've drinking them out of Ohio in the mountains. I've drinking them in Idaho. I've drinking them in Canada, right out of the well. What you don't drink out of
that explains
is
a
stream. No, you don't drink out of a stream. that there might be something dead upstream. You got to be very careful of that.
Yes, so, you do.
You have
a bit of a beaver look to you.
Hey, you said you had something that you're not grateful for a minute ago before we came on here. What are you not grateful for, Chuck?
I mentioned earlier, the proliferation of plastics somewhat disgusts me. I like to cook in glass. I prefer to drink out of a glass bottle if I could. But you and I mentioned this a while ago. They keep telling you to recycle plastics, right?
Yep.
The average person in this country uses 200 pounds of plastic a year, 15% of which we try to recycle. And the truth of it is only 5% of that ever actually gets recycled. It's a scam. And it just disgusts me. Sorry.
You are so right. If you look at the recycling plants, at the amount of stuff that they take in that does never get recycled, it winds up going to another country, into another country's landfill. It is disgusting. I totally agree with you. We should all try to use more glass.
Japan throws it in the ocean. It just floats over to California, which I guess isn't all bad.
But, you know, if you ever got into a harbor of a third world country, you see a ton of it, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, and that's one thing about the returnables here in the state of Michigan. I absolutely hate the returnable laws until I go to a state that doesn't have them.
Yeah, and I love
see,
them.
And I see cans and bottles strewn all over the side. I mean, I go to North Carolina quite a bit, and the back roads are just littered with cans and bottles.
Yeah.
And it would drive me absolutely crazy. So, you know, at our age, my wife and I, we don't return our cans and bottles. We give them to our children, you know, our youngest daughter, when she has a chance. But she's taking so long, we just wind up putting them in the recycling bin now and recycle them. You know, we just don't take them back. But there is something to say about being able to take a can when I am down in Ohio, North Carolina, and just tossing it right into the garbage. That's kind of nice. 888-654 guys. Let's talk to Greg in Shelby. Hey, what's going on, Greg?
Hey, Dynamic Duo, Mr. Positive. Great show. Great show.
I love
that you're talking about drinking water. I drink at least 140 ounces a day or more, and I'm constantly going to the bathroom, but it's good. It gets rid of every time I go to the bathroom, I drink 8 to 10 ounces of water, and then an hour later I'm going to the bathroom. It's habit forming, and it's so healthy for you.
It is a good way to detox your body.
Yes. But here's the thing: if you do too much water, you can get rid of the electrolytes in your body. You're sweating, you're drinking, you want to keep some electrolytes in, so make sure you have a little bit of balance with the potassium, all the electrolytes.
Gatorades, yeah.
Actually, I would suggest
a lot of sugar, though. Be careful.
People should go to the website of SOS Analytical. There's a good article on the value of electrolytes in your water, and this is a company that tests water throughout the state of Michigan. Yeah,
gotcha.
SOS Analytical.
Before I ask my question, U of M or Ohio State, who's winning?
U of M, hopefully.
Okay, let's hope. You're going to have to ask Dave Rieger on that one. Real quick, my buddy Kurt Bergoglio asked me to ask you guys. He goes, burlap bags on shrubs and bushes, does it help? Does it hinder? What's the benefit of that? And why burlap if it's in essence that type of material that
Great
you
question.
Put on a – thank you.
A lot of plants that we think are totally dormant are not. And the benefit of burlap is it'll keep a lot of that it depends on where they are. But if they're proximate to a road, that's where you see a lot of this, to keep some of the salts off the plants, which will kill them from the salts from the roads. Go ahead, Ken.
What a lot of these plants need more than anything else is wind protection, because when that cold wind blows up against them, that's what kills them.
Cold, dry.
So, cold, dry wind in the middle of the wintertime. So if you can put any kind of wind barrier up against them, that will help out a ton. Now, I actually just recently went on Amazon and purchased some of the bags for what you're talking about, because we've got a couple extra trees that we planted this year. So, Greg,
Thank
when we get back from break, we'll continue to talk about your question. When we get back from break, along with taking everyone else's phone calls at 888-654-4897.
Want to remind everybody, this is the time of year that all the critters are coming to your house because it's nice and it's warm and it's cozy. And if you think you have a potential for a pest infestation like mice, then you want to talk to the folks at Rove Pest Control. Welcome back, everybody. We really appreciate you. We appreciate Rob Lowry on a holiday weekend taking time out from Motor City Floors and Coatings to educate you and I and our listeners, don't we?
Yes, sir. Always.
Good stuff. Good
always,
stuff.
Always love anyone that can help educate our listeners and us as well, because every time our professionals come on, I think you and I learn something.
Oh, we do.
Every time. And just a minute ago, Greg called about the burlap, and I actually ran out to my truck, and I found the bags I just recently purchased. And they're almost like a nylon mesh is what they are, and they have a drawstring at the back, at the bottom. And the reason I purchased these is from what Greg said. The burlap, once it gets wet, it stays wet, and I wanted the water to run off them more. And we had planted three trees this year, two Japanese, or not Japanese, weeping cherry trees. And then I'm not sure what the other one was. My wife would know, but we're going to cover them up here real soon. I have not covered them up yet, but I bought these for that purpose because last year we planted one, we didn't cover it up, and we lost it. So I want to.
Oh, that's interesting. Good luck with the weeping cherry. I love them. I've got one. Yep. But they once they take root, they grow like a weed.
They do. They do. Yeah. I love them. They're a beautiful tree. No.
Hey, I got a Christmas gift idea if you're out shopping for Chuck.
I've already bought your gift, Chuck. Got you the same thing I got you last year.
That burlap?
Nothing.
That'd be more than you got me last year. A product called the Wallabot. It syncs with your telephone, and it's meant to tell you what's behind that plaster and drywall using the screen on your phone. And it's really cool. It identifies pipes. It identifies nail plates. It identifies studs versus Romex wire. It actually has a function that works kind of like a FLIR camera, an infrared camera.
Yeah.
That will tell you if there's any critters in there, too.
That's amazing.
You can see it on the screen of your iPhone.
It's an app that people can download?
What happens is you have to buy the product. It's a handheld device that you put on the wall, and you sync it with your phone so you can use the phone's screen to provide a display.
So it's Wallabot. It's more than just a stud finder.
Yeah. You know what's funny? My wife bought one, and it instantly found me.
How many years ago was that, Chuck?
That was a bad joke. Yeah, I know it.
That was a bad dad joke.
I walk in the house now and I hear you again.
Yeah, right, exactly. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897, taking your phone calls. And Chuck and I have spent the last couple of weeks talking about things we're grateful for. So we decided today to talk about a few things that we are not grateful for. And here's one, Chuck. Some of the internet marketing that's out there.
Oh, gosh.
Is so deceiving. So deceiving. I was talking with Alan, who is the owner of Doors of Pontiac, and they have locations in Pontiac, Troy, and Brighton. And he was talking to me about the internet advertising game when it comes to garage doors. Now, we've talked to other people recently, and garage doors are one of the things that have gone up the most when it comes to building materials. A garage door that would have cost you probably $25,000 to $3,000 just 3 or 4 years ago is now double that. During this recession and the inflation, the inflation has just made that garage doors much more expensive. And one of the things that Alan told me that is very prevalent out there is if you go to the internet, you go Google, you go wherever, and you just Google garage door repair, you'll get 10, 20 different companies come up. But more than 2/3 of those companies are fictitious. What they do is they capture the lead. So you go to that company, you click on it, and you call or you send an email. That company isn't even close to Michigan. May not even be in the United States. But what they do is they take that lead and they'll sell it to somebody here close in Michigan, to the lead. So they'll look at the area code. If it's a 248 area code, well, then they go to the people that have that number and they send them that lead and they pay for it. And that's how a lot of the internet marketing works. But it's not fair, Chuck. It's really not fair to these local companies. And before you call any company, and they don't just do this with garage doors. You name the business, windows, roofing, siding, you name it.
I don't care what it is.
Make sure it's a company that has a brick and mortar store where you're looking for it. Very, very important, because so many of these companies don't even have locations anymore.
No.
They just have a website, and they don't have their address on their cards. Or just make sure whatever you do when it comes for your house, that the company has a brick and mortar store and you speak to the person at that brick and mortar store.
Small Business Saturday. Well, hey, let's simplify that one step further. InsideOutsideGuys.com.
There you go.
Piece of cake. Small Business Saturday. Hey, we want to remind everybody, December 3rd, Basements Plus is having an open house where you can see, touch, feel, smell their actual work in finishing a basement. And if you go to finishbasementsplus.com, you can get more information on that.
Great advice. 888-654. Guys, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open. 888-654-4897.
Hey, let's remind everybody. I think of you years ago when your daughter had those allergies. You cannot clean air. You cannot condition air if you don't move air. Pat Kelly, if you're listening, we give you full credit for that concept being embedded in our brains. But you got to move air through your system, through your filters, or through your UV lighting system, or, you know, whatever you're using to clean the air. You got to move it to get the dust and the allergens and the contaminants out of it.
And a company like Sharon's Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning, they can come in and they can help you with you name. Now, moving the air, Chuck, once you move that air, the faster you move that air, the faster it'll go back through that furnace. And when it goes through that furnace, you want to make sure you have a cleaner. You don't want dirty air going into the furnace and dirty air coming out of the furnace.
Right.
You want to have one of these electronic cleaners like the Halo or the Rheem or any of those.
Any good filter, yeah, any good system. Like, there's so many available, you know, through good people like Sharon's. You're
and
right.
Those are multiple filter systems, people. I tell the story of Pat Kelly, who came and put that system in my furnace, heck, 12, 13 years ago, and my daughter's allergies went away. They just went away at that point. She's never dealt with them since because we've always had that.
Now, you guys system. At that time didn't change out your blower motor either, did you?
No, we
did
not.
That was quite a few years ago. You know, and today with the ECM motors that operate on DC current and they can run at various stages, they can ramp up, ramp down, that is the best way to keep air moving in your house but not have it be intrusive where, you know, you feel like it's blowing the hair up on your legs.
Let's talk more about air movement when we get back and how important it is to keeping you and your family healthy in the home. In the meantime, Chuck, an unhealthy basement means an unhealthy home. Is that fair to say?
I agree with you.
Yep. And that unhealthy air means moisture. It means mold. It means just the nastiest down there. And eventually that air makes its way all the way through your house. So fix it where it starts, at the basement, no matter what the issue, if it's a crack, if it's water, if the foundation's bad. You want to call a company that we wholeheartedly trust, and that company is Foundation Solutions 360. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. You have a half an hour to call that number and get over 80 years of combined housing experience at your fingertips. And if you don't do it then, 24/7, once we're off the air at the InsideOutsideGuys.com, we will answer any and all of your questions. I think
we'll be off the air just before kickoff.
Kickoff? Is there a game? You know, it's funny today, Chuck. I was getting ready this morning and putting a sweater on. I actually started to put a red sweater on. I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I doing?
Wait.
I threw it off right away. I will not wear red on this day, especially.
Your wife laid out a nice shirt for you.
Yeah, that Michigan shirt. You like
Michigan!
That?
I do
blue.
Like it. Go hey, blue. I want to remind everybody, I found, I want to say it was at Menards this week, WD Dry Lube. A lot of people, now they're not opening their windows in this weather, but people go, what do I lubricate hinges on my doors with? Or, you know, or that double hung window that I've got. and a dry lubricant product is a good product to use in WD-40. The problem's always been to find it, right?
Yep.
WD-40, it was on the shelf, and I'm pretty sure I was at I was in about 12 stores this week. I'm pretty sure it was at Menards, but you can probably find it at most big box stores and most local hardwares.
It's a good time of year to remember that kind of stuff and take care of that garage door spring. Just spray the spring, people, nothing else. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. The more we say it, the more you'll call.
You were talking about moving air.
I was before he went to break. And it is amazing, Chuck, how many of our answers at the InsideOutsideGuys.com when people email us is just that.
Come
move
back
the air. And some people, I'm sure they look and go, oh, come on. It can't be that easy. And we're not saying if you move the air, all the things that you are seeing are going to go away. But it is going to help without a doubt. If you move the air in your house, like we have four bedrooms. Three of them have fans. All three of those fans are on low right now in every one of those bedrooms. I look straight up. It's quite a ways up here. My fan's above me. My fan on my furnace is at full. I want to keep moving that air because if you move the air, we've talked about, Chuck, anything stagnant, whether it's water or air, is not good for you. So move the air in your house. It is so very important.
And move it through the filters in your heating system. And, of course, hopefully move it through clean ducts that Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation has cleaned and sanitized for you. I mean, you know what's amazing? When you and I talk to the folks at Amnesty, they've really held their pricing on air duct cleaning. For what, 6-8 years? I mean, it actually amazes me because you and I are business people. Everybody else has doubled and tripled their prices. And it's a plug for Amnesty and it's not even intended to be. I don't know how they've done it, but it is really a value to have them clean your ducts.
And we had an email from Barbara from Grand Blanc, and she asked this year, what is a good duct cleaning company in my area that I could call? And I said, well, you happen to be in luck, Barbara, because Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning just bought a new facility right in your area. So they were able to cover more of Southeast Michigan. And it's a great facility. And we pass it all the time, not far from where we broadcast.
Yeah.
And they have just made it more possible to get to more places. So Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, if you need your air duct cleaned and sealed, which everyone does, reach out to them first because chances are they come to you.
Yeah. And if you do that and keep moving the air, I'm telling you, you'll actually be healthier in your house. And it'll dawn on you like 3 months later. You go, whoa, I'll be darned.
We've been pretty lucky the last couple of days because we've had pretty warm temperatures. But as soon as that temperature dips outside and your house inside stays warmer, if you don't move that air or you get high humidity, you're going to start noticing not only on your windows, but in other areas, Chuck, you and I talk about the outside corners of a house that people just pile stuff up in that corner. They're asking for trouble if they do that during the winter.
Yeah, they are. Rove will tell you that. Hey, are you plugging in any lights outside this year?
Not this year, buddy. No, I just don't. I don't have time to do any of that this year. I just don't. I love Christmas.
I respect that you're doing the burlap thing on outside shrubs because, to be honest with you, I'm not even doing that. But my house is at the point where I'm killing some of my shrubs because I'm tired of it.
The most I might do is put a red and green, couple of lights in my – replace my regular lights outside my house for a couple of red and green ones for the season. That's it.
You do realize that a green light bulb in your outside light signifies a welcome and a sign of respect to the veterans.
I like that. But what does the red one represent?
Well, now let's forget Christmas. I'm not going there. But you know, a lot of people are. I love the people that put out Christmas decorations. I truly enjoy driving by looking at. But there is some danger there. A lot of times your exterior outlets, if you even have any, were not intended to carry the load that you're imposing on them with 8,000 feet of Christmas lights.
Right, 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 right.
So we suggest maybe having an electrician, a professional electrician, come in and provide you with a couple of circuits. They'll be there forever. that you know good 20-amp circuits will handle the load you're going to impose.
Yeah, we have a couple of great electricians at theinsideoutsideguys.com. They got to do Lake Point Electrician, Bratcher Electric. Got to go check those, please. Remember, our electricians, too, people, they're nervous to call electricians, but if you can, not if you can, almost everybody can find a half day or a day's work for electricians at their house.
If your house is 15 years old or older, I guarantee you, you need upgrades and you need switches replaced. Receptacles are going to heck. GFCIs aren't functioning safely.
If you switch on a light and you hear a little arc when you switch the light on, or when you plug or unplug a unit and you see a spark when it goes on.
Yeah, that's not intended. That's not to be pretty.
No, and an electrician is not that expensive. They can send the guy out. I think people would be very pleasantly surprised. But it's the safety issue. And you mentioned the Christmas lights, Chuck. Let me make something very, very important to people. When you start putting those Christmas lights up, make sure you start off at the right end. Because when you get down to your where you're going to plug it in and you figure out you have a female end, they don't sell a plug with two male ends. At least they shouldn't, and you shouldn't jerry-rig one either. So if you're putting those up, make sure your male end fits into your outlet. And I'm saying that from experience from years ago when I did it.
That's like the toilet paper over-under controversy. So do you work from the receptacle out or from the tree you're hanging the lights on back?
I've always been a guy, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to go to the hardest part first. Always. If I'm working, so I'm going to go to the top peak, and that's where I'm going to start my lights at.
Yeah, I tend to do that too, get the hardest work out of the way. Also, if you're using extension cords, and everybody's going to, we say this every year, invest in good extension cords. You'll never regret doing it. Yeah.
Once.
Man.
Right.
Gosh, there's such a difference.
If anyone's ever taken a 100-foot extension, a cheap 100-foot extension cord, and laid it into the snow going somewhere and plug it in, you'll see that it melts all the snow around the extension cords. They're very easy to kink and get twisted, very easy. The thicker ones, see, when I get the thicker ones, the heavier gauge, I don't ever buy a 100-foot one. I'll always buy a 50-foot one. If I need two, I'll put them together because I don't want to have a heavy gauge try to roll up a heavy gauge cord like that.
Well, you're getting too old to carry them, let's be honest.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
You know, they tend to put a better quality of coating on the outside of a higher-priced cord. And for me, I want a 12-gauge wire. And they're expensive. But I know if I buy a good 50 or 100-foot 12-gauge wire extension cord, sorry, couldn't think of that, I'm going to have it for 25 years, until somebody steals it.
And those more expensive cords also tend to have an outlet that will have a light on it. You know, when you buy a cheap one, it's just orange. But the more expensive ones will tell you when you plug one side in that the other side does have power, which... Last week when I was messing with those heat cables underneath, that really did come in handy.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
To just a quick visual verification that there's power to the circuit with that little light at the end. Yeah, at the female end. Yep.
I agree. Okay, Chuck, I got one more thing that I'm not grateful for. I could probably think of another one.
I was going to say, knowing you got a list that's longer than my arms.
No, I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I wanted to, I think a lot of people agree with, you know, what I've done today. So designed obsolescence, internet marketing. What about streaming TV? I'm not grateful for streaming TV. I'm sick of streaming TV.
How about digital TV? I still say analog was better.
I want to go back. I'd be okay to go back to the three stations or the four stations I grew up with, because it's amazing to me sometime on TV when I look at all the channels I have and I can't find something to watch.
You got 100 stations and there's nothing on.
I agree. But not just that, but we'll just be sitting there and watch TV and it'll go off for no reason. It'll just we lose the internet signal for no reason and it goes off. You lose power, it goes off. I do not like streaming TV at all.
I'm with you on that. Boy, I agree with you. 1,000. We could do a whole show on that.
Hey, we have one more segment. If you want to give us a call, 888-654-GUYS. But first, we want to remind you, not like we have to remind you of one of the biggest and best roofing companies in Southeast Michigan, right?
Well, we could do a whole show on this company as well, and we have in the past, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you think you've got wind damage that you don't even know, you just want a good roof inspection by a company you trust, Ken and I trust Kearns Brothers Roofing.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the last segment of the Inside Outside Guys for this Saturday. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be at home sitting in front of our TVs. I always tell my wife, what day is it? Saturday. What do I do on Saturdays in the fall? Watch football. That's what we do. And we're looking forward to the Michigan-Ohio State game. And I'm not sure if this was Brian or Dave back at the studio, but this is a perfect something not to be grateful for, especially here in the state of Michigan. Orange barrels where nobody's working. That is, how far can you drive without seeing somebody working, yet you have to do the speed limit, the construction speed
limit? Or you had to go through a 25-minute merge to one lane first.
And no one's working.
Before you drove through that zone and realized nothing was getting done.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh. I so agree with
yep.
that.
And the amount of driving I do, I get that a lot. So I did notice something yesterday doing the driving I did, because I drove down to my son's house and back. I said I noticed quite a few cars driving down the road with Christmas trees on top of them, because this weekend for a lot of people is a tradition where they go out and get their Christmas trees this weekend.
Yeah.
And Chuck and I just want to take a couple seconds to make sure we give you some good tips on how you can stay safe. And we will revisit this in a couple weeks when we get closer to Christmas, right, Chuck?
Which is always fun. You know, when the kids were young, we used to do that all the time. And I truly enjoyed the process, you know, get hot chocolates and all that stuff. And
So cut your Christmas tree down. Once you get it home and you're ready to put it up, we want you to give it another cut just before you put it up. If you want to take a drill and drill a few holes in the bottom of that tree, that helps as well to help soak up the water, help it soak up the water. But what we want you to do more than anything else once you put that tree up is keep it watered. Keep that water in that tree. Understand, that tree is dying the minute you cut it down. It can die fast. It can die slow, and that's up to you.
You know, it's funny because when I used to, I still enjoy bringing flowers home to my girls. And the first thing they would do is take them and put a diagonal cut on each stem before they put it back in fresh water, sometimes with food in it. And they did it knowing that you gave that fresh wound an opportunity to suck a lot of water up into the plant. And by doing it diagonally, you created more surface area so that it could, you know, have a greater chance to get more liquid. So doing the same thing with a Christmas tree makes all the sense in the world.
I 100% agree with you. 100% agree with you.
Keep those needles dry.
Yep.
How about all the special recipes for I mean, it's not just water. You put Sprite, you put Coke, you put a little vodka and tonic.
Couple of aspirin.
Yeah.
I have a hangover.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
No, I just, you know what? I don't think there's anything better for the human body than pure water. I don't think there's anything better than anything out there than
purified water from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions to keep that Christmas tree and those needles moist.
Amen to that. Hey, Chuck, we had a caller who didn't want to go on the air, just called up and said, if we know any information for Oakland County residents who need to get some work done in their house, are there any home loans out there? And there are. I can't tell people exactly what they are right now, but I know the state of Michigan at michigan.gov has a MSHDA is a loan, that a low interest loan. One has up to $7,500 available. Another one has up to $10,000. And also available tax credits. But I do know that Oakland County has one specific, because I remember my mother did it probably 30 years ago, and some other neighbors I grew up with. And let's try to get that information for the next time we're on the air. Or if this person wants to send us an email, I will do some research and find that information out there for you. Most counties, I know the state of Michigan, have low loan rates to help homeowners maintain their home, especially, Chuck, we know for the insulations and stuff like that.
That's right, air sealing and insulation. And most of them will have an approved contractor's list.
There you go.
Owners are always concerned, do I choose the contractor? Do they designate some and send them to me? in most cases, they are going to have a designated list of approved suppliers, and that's generally to protect you, the homeowner.
Right, right. And when I mentioned Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, I mean that what they're doing with their AeroSeal product. If it's a DTE, if you're a DTE gas and electric customer, they're giving $1,000 tax credit for anyone that gets that system put in, the AeroSeal system. So that
I think it's actually a rebate. I don't even think it's a tax credit. I think you actually get a check in the mail. And
it's huge.
It is. Yeah, Steve Dickinson told us on average that's 50% of the cost.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, why wouldn't you do it?
And Chuck, we both know that 98% of the houses out there need to have their ducts cleaned and then sealed. I mean, there's not a house out there that probably doesn't have a leaky air duct system.
I was going to say, the percentage is probably higher than that.
Higher than 98%?
Oh, I thought you said 90. I beg your pardon.
But still, it probably is. You're probably right.
It's crazy. And remember, this isn't just houses. This is every building has some kind of an air moving system in it if it's occupied. Not every warehouse will, of course, but it's a big deal, and it's important, and it's healthier.
It is, absolutely. Hey, for those who listen today, if by any chance it's your first time listening or your 100th time listening to the Inside Outside Guys, you guys know how much Chuck and I enjoy being here every Saturday, Sunday morning for you. And the only thing that we ask from you is to spread the word of the Inside Outside Guys and the InsideOutsideGuys.com. And you're doing it without a doubt. Our numbers are going up on our website. They're going up on our emails. They're going up on our Facebook. Everything's going up. And we just ask that you continue to spread the word about the Inside Outside Guys, because not only for people that have someone, a lot of people that don't have the knowledge or don't have someone to turn to that have the knowledge. And Chuck and I have over 80 years of combined housing experience, but not only that, we have access to hundreds of contractors in Southeast Michigan at our fingertips. That 80 years has been done right here in Southeast Michigan, and we have met almost every contractor out there. We know the good ones, we know the bad ones, and we can help any homeowner out there.
And we won't lie to you. If we don't know, we'll find out. That's probably the biggest issue. When we tell you something, we believe it. You can trust it. Hey, I want to address one issue. A lot of people probably noticed this over the holidays with friends and family coming to the house, but you maybe have that one bathroom in the house where minerals accumulate on the sink or in the toilet.
Build up.
Bowl, yeah. But it doesn't happen in the other bathrooms in the house. Remember, your water typically will have minerals in suspension, and everything on earth has a charge. Remember your classes in eighth grade with your magnets, opposites attract? So if you've got magnesium in your water and it has a positive charge and your toilet has a negative charge, the magnesium sitting in that water will be attracted to the toilet and it'll adhere to the toilet bowl. So one solution, of course, is to have a system from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions that takes those minerals completely out. And you can do that.
Yes, you can. Yep.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to be drinking the water that they treat, then you do want to be concerned with the fact that your body does need those minerals, and you got to find a way to replenish them in your body. But you can keep them out of your fixtures with a good water treatment system.
That's great advice, buddy. It's really good advice. Hey, make sure you listen 24/7 the Inside Make sure you listen every Saturday, Sunday morning to the Inside Outside Guys. But if you missed the show, 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Our shows are posted by at least usually the next day, possibly the following Monday. We also want to remind you this week, the Inside Outside Guys article at the Detroit News Home Style section. This week it's on flat roofs, and we're talking flat roofs for homes, flat roofs for businesses. Nothing wrong with flat roofs at all. They just need to be put in properly.
Yeah, you know, we'll tell you in that article that flat roof systems account for 1/3 of the buildings in the roof area in the country. So read that article. I guarantee you'll learn something you didn't know.
Brian and Dave, back in the studio. Thank you so much for everything you did today. You, the listener, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for making the Inside Outside Guys the most popular housing show in the state of Michigan. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. And, you know, during the week again, the InsideOutsideGuys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook for any and all of your housing needs. Why? Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence. If you need it, the Inside Outside guys are here for you today and every day. And my last thing, Chuck, is go blue.
I thought you were going to say M go blue. Anyway, I agree. And thank you, partner. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Dave. And thank you, the listener. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.